New chemicals show up in the Great Lakes atmosphere. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Researchers at Indiana University have discovered two new kinds of flame retardant chemicals showing up in the air around the Great Lakes. These chemicals are added to foam to help keep furniture and baby products from catching on fire. They're replacing other flame retardants that have been linked to neurological and developmental defects and fertility and reproductive problems. These newer chemicals are called brominated benzylates and brominated phthalates. Ron Heitz is an author of the study. His team found the chemicals in air samples from six sites around the Great Lakes, from Chicago to the remote Eagle Harbor in the Upper Peninsula. But he says it's not clear yet what this might mean.
We have very limited toxicology and virtually no information on ecological effects.
Heitz says one study suggests these chemicals can cause DNA damage in fish. He says the concentrations of the chemicals in the atmosphere appear to be doubling every year or two in the Great Lakes region. This is the Environment Report. Most of us get our Christmas trees from a lot or from a farm. But if you have a saw and $5, you can cut down a tree in the national forest. Peter Payette took his family out to do it the old-fashioned way and sent this report.
It's true that $5 is not much to pay for a tree. But it'll cost you some time and gas money to get there. The first stop is at a U.S. Forest Service office. There's one in Cadillac. And Diane Berry is there to sell us our tags and help us get our bearings.
This is two-sided map. The other side has, you know, the area closest to Manistee. And on the Huron-Manistee, we have almost 1 million acres.
That means there's 500,000 acres of trees just on this side of the state between Cadillac and Big Rapids. But Diane is reluctant to suggest where we might start looking for a Christmas tree.
There's a lot of trees out there. There's a lot of beautiful trees.
This is the second time we've done this. And the navigating is a little more complicated than you might think. National forests are actually a patchwork of forests, checkered with blocks of private land. So you have to do some figuring to be sure you're actually on public land, so you don't bring down somebody else's tree.
So I think we need to go that way.
Why?
Because that's exactly where we got a tree 2 years ago.
The first piece of advice the Forest Service offers is tell someone when you take a trip into the forest. I have my entire family, my in-laws, and two dogs with me, so I'm probably okay. My advice, if you're going for a Christmas tree, is lower your expectations a little bit. Wild trees are not as full or symmetrical as the ones available on tree lots. Last time, my oldest daughter, Isabel, was mortified when we got it back to our living room.
In the woods, it looks really fat and bushy, and then you bring it in your house, it looks like a twig. That's too small for me.
Beautiful, skinny balsam.
Yeah, Dad, we should get this one, I think, Dad.
No!
Look at it.
It's too small.
You're all soft and you don't.
And that's my other piece of advice. Be ready for disagreements, since it's easy to find fault with these trees.
I think this one's great.
I kind of like this one.
I don't want it.
Tell us why.
Because it's too small, and it's not fat enough, because then we won't have any branches to play ornaments.
Really?
The results this time were much better than before. We searched more widely and found a clump of fine spruce trees.
This so much beats going to a lot that I don't care which.
My in-laws took one with a split trunk that had many branches. Ours was a little skimpy, but filled out nicely when we loaded it up with ornaments. My mother-in-law says it looks as good as any tree you'd buy for $45. And I think she really means it. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
We should note that if you do want to cut down a tree in the National Forest, you really do have to do it the old-fashioned way. The Forest Service says there are no chainsaws allowed. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.